Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen, that you might have understanding of His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. We invite your questions and your comments concerning these radio broadcasts, or if you have questions about the things that we believe, or the things that we preach, the things that we practice, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. And I'll be glad to get back with you on your questions. One thing that I know for sure about questions and about answers, that is that it really doesn't make a lot of difference what I think or what you think. What really makes a difference is what God says in His Word. The truth of the matter is that God's Word is eternal. And that is what we need to line up with. We need to find agreement in the Word of God, and not just with personalities or something like that. And so we invite your questions into those things that we preach and that we practice. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been preaching concerning the purpose of the Day of Pentecost. And we'd like to continue in this message this morning. Let's read once again the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. In introducing this subject, we made the point that the book of Acts chapter 2 does not stand alone. The book of Acts chapter 2 is a series of events. The Bible began the New Testament back in the book of Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. And it started there talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ and how that Jesus would come. We read in the book of Matthew chapter 16 how that Jesus organized His kind of church during His own personal ministry. We read about the unbelief of the Jews and how in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that the Jews had rejected Jesus as their Messiah. They did not believe the miracles that He did. They did not believe the words that He spoke. We read where that Jesus Christ is going to turn from the Jewish nation, and He's going to give the authority of the gospel unto His church, the kind of church that He organized during His own personal ministry. What is really happening here in the book of Acts chapter 2 is not the origination or the founding of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church during my own personal ministry. What is happening here in the book of Acts chapter 2 is that God is giving His church power. He's giving His church the authority to preach the everlasting gospel. In the book of John chapter 20, Jesus there gave His church the Holy Spirit. That's John chapter 20, verse 21 through verse 23. When He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That's when they received the Holy Ghost. But on the day of Pentecost, the church receives the authority, receives the power from God to preach the everlasting gospel. And this is what they did. And it came in this marvelous fashion, fulfilling the prophecy given in the book of Joel chapter 2. Now, as we think about this, one thing that is often confusing about what happened here on the day of Pentecost is, what are these tongues? And we've talked about that some last Sunday morning. These tongues that are spoken are languages. We gave you some examples last time, and we'll review those this morning. The book of Genesis chapter 10, verse 20, the sons of Ham had a special tongue that they spoke in. That is a special language. The same in Genesis 10, verse 31, for the sons of Shem, they had a special tongue. That is a special language that they spoke in. Last Sunday morning, we also mentioned how that one of these days, God is going to gather together from all nations, from all languages, and the Bible uses that word tongue. And he's going to judge all of these people. He's going to gather them all together, and he's going to judge them. You see, the Bible uses the word tongue and the word language interchangeably. We closed out last Sunday morning by reading Acts chapter 2, verse 6, and Acts chapter 2 and verse 8. Let's start there this morning. Acts chapter 2 and verse 6 states, "Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded." Now, notice this. "Because that every man heard them speak in his own language." Now, read verse 8. "And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born." You see, by comparing comparing the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 6 and Acts 2 verse 8, you find that the Bible uses the word tongue and language interchangeably. Notice also how many different languages were spoken. Sometimes we get the idea that there was only one language that was spoken and heard and understood. But that's not the way it is. Notice as we read, beginning in verse 5 of the book of Acts, chapter 2, and we'll notice in particular on this point, the number of languages that were spoken. Verse 5, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." And so we find here in verse 5 that here are some people that had been dispersed abroad. They were Jews and devout men of God. But they had left the place where they had been born and had moved back to Jerusalem. And there's where they were dwelling now. Verse 6. "Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?" Now, this is an amazing point that I need to stop and look at. In verse 7, how many people were speaking? Well, there was only Galileans. Notice that there was only one language being spoken. The Galileans were unlearned people, and they were speaking in the language that they knew. But notice in verse 8, "And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born." You know, this is a marvelous thing that Jesus didn't have to do. Really. These people are hearing the gospel message in the language where they were born. Notice, remember back in verse 5, that here, the ones that are hearing this are devout men. They are Jews, but they had come to Jerusalem to live from all of these other nations from which they were transported. They were born there in another language, in another nation, and now they have come to dwell at Jerusalem. And they're hearing the message in the language that they were born in. Well, how many were they? In verse 9, the Bible said, and it gives the list of these languages: Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and in Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Pygeria and Pamphylia and Egypt and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. This is a great list here. If my counting is correct, there are 15 different languages that are spoken of in verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11. That's a lot of different kind of languages. But how many languages was spoken? There was only one. But how many languages were heard? There was 15. Now, how could that be? Oh, well, that's what the devout Jews that were dwelling in Jerusalem ask. How could it be? Well, here's the way it worked. There was no human interpreter. The interpreter in this place was none other than the Holy Spirit of God. Because the Galileans, the early church, the church at Jerusalem, this is the people that received this power of God to preach the gospel. The transfer of authority had taken place. And they spoke in one language. But the Holy Spirit of God took that one language that was spoken and translated it into the language of all of these Jews, into the very place where they were born. Isn't that great? But notice something else. In verse 11, the book of Acts chapter 2, notice, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And of course, verse 11 tells us once again that this tongue is a language. I really think that this is probably one of the great hindrances to understanding what the book of Acts chapter 2 is talking about. Because tongues is language. It's nothing but another language. And once that's understood, many difficulties of the book of Acts chapter 2 is simply removed. But notice, what do all of these people hear? The Bible said that they heard the wonderful works of God. Wow. That's what they ought to hear. And that's the thing they did not hear Jesus say. But now they're hearing the wonderful works of God. Notice also in verse 11, they understand what they're hearing. You see, the sounds make sense. It's not an ununderstandable gibberish that they're hearing. But they are hearing with understanding. They're hearing about the wonderful works of God. You know why this was done this way? Well, we've told you. Listen again. It's because of the unbelief of the Jews. They have turned away from Jesus Christ. They did not accept Jesus Christ. And so Jesus turned from them. And he organized his own kind of church during his own personal ministry. And Jesus Christ has given to that church the authority to preach the everlasting gospel. Peter stands up in that day and he tells what's really going on. He says, beginning there in verse 14, that what you hear now before you is a fulfillment of the prophecy that's given back in the book of Joel. And he begins to preach to them in verse 21 concerning how that they ought to turn to Jesus Christ, the one they rejected and the one they crucified. They ought to turn to him and ask forgiveness for their sinfulness and for their sinful nature. And Jesus Christ will heal them. And that's exactly what they did. And you know what the Bible said happened on that day? These people listened to the word of God. And the Bible said in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And I say once again, in order for the 3,000 to be added, the church was already there. The church was not organized nor founded on the day of Pentecost. But Jesus founded the church during his own personal ministry. And on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people that was added to that church. Well, if you have questions or comments about any of these messages that I've been preaching, I'll be glad to hear from you. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestell, Missouri. We see that our time has slipped away once again this morning. Thank you for listening.